little piece of material at the top sealed it up.
Was it core or the plastic? Wax?
And let's say there's a... noticed that Warren had one laying out in the drawer. I went to put my clothes in. It's a little musical instrument children used to play. And hold it up to your mouth like this. Got all sorts of notes in it.
It was a saxophone?
Not a saxophone. But a little thing.
A little harp?
A little harp.
Mouth harp?
Yeah. Ever hear it called anything else?
Never heard it called, do you?
Yeah. Mouth harp. Blow it back and forth.
Yeah.
Remember, you don't remember any of the names for it.
We have mouth harp and mouth organ. You can call both mouth organs.
Call it harmonica?
Yeah, harmonica.
What about a little metal thing used to play like this? Used to twang.
The juice harp.
It was a wagon of two horses. There was a long wooden piece. We were talking about baggage before you found that one between the two of them.
That's heavy tone.
But if only pulling one horse with a... One horse was only pulling a buggy.
That would be a shaft, sir.
That would be a shaft. What was the chief difference behind basically two horses for one?
What difference between a shaft and a tongue? A shaft would be one horse and a tongue would be two horses. Even one horse wagon had a shaft on it.
Yeah.
And then...
What if, talking about the buggies and horses and shafts and things like that, though the steel outside of a wagon wheel, what would that be called?
That would be hoops, wagon tires.
If somebody was had your horses or whatever pulling the wagon and you had a load of wood or something and you were driving along, what would you say he was doing? He was the load of wood.
You mean selling some or just
If he was hauling it.
Just hauling it.
But let's say he didn't have a wagon and he had a long tree or something, because I know lots of logging operations around here. And they'd hook that big old tree up to a horse or a mule or something, a team of them. They'd pull it along the road. What would you say they'd be doing? They'd tie a rope to it.
Or they'd be dragging it.
They'd be dragging
it along.
What if they did it yesterday?
Well, they'd be dragging it.
And tomorrow?
They'd be going to.
Going to what?
They're going to drag the log.
Just wondering, going back to farms for a minute, and horses and teams and things like that. If you were going to break ground in the spring, what would you say? Took a horse or something off?
It'd be a plow, probably.
Were there different kinds of plows?
Yeah, you'd have turn plow and harrow, middle buster.
Can you describe the different kinds for me?
Well, a turn plow was just a regular plow that turned the dirt out. And they use that for breaking the land, but near the spring, then they, after they did that, they would have a harrow probably. They wouldn't use that too often, though, but then after they use what they call a regular single stock, which is a single plow with a foot on it. And that would lay the rows off, and then they'd throw the row back up with a... I believe they used about the same type to go back up. And after it came up, they would get the, what they call the sweeps. It was a kind of a V-shaped plow with a bigger plow in the middle down there. It was kind of a tongue plow. And it would cut the weeds out and then leave a deep furrow right in the middle of the row. And that'd go under the weeds and cut them down. Then,